This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
That's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition. Lynn Mutt joins us from the news desk as we take a look at Stockton markets. But before we take a look at the markets, we have a story about the sales and service tax due to be implemented in September. Lynn, I understand it's been announced only businesses that make 500,000 ringgit a year or more will be subjected to the sales and services tax.
Yes, so businesses that make more than 500,000 a year, for them, a registration for the SST is mandatory. Under that, it's voluntary. In case of a branch or division, the Customs Director General will determine whether they need to be separately registered.
Did you say it's voluntary? Voluntary, yes. Under 500,000.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, so, I can't imagine anyone lining up for that, but okay. Yeah.
Right. I mean, someone might, you know, they're doing their civic duty. Okay, yeah. So if,
The GST argument is winning in that department. Mm. Go on.
Well, I mean, so if you are fully registered with the Customs Department for the GST, your data should already be in their systems and you'll be registered automatically. The Customs Department has announced that companies which manufacture or import goods which are not exempt under the SST must pay a sales tax of either 5 or 10%. If they provide services listed under the SST schedule, they must pay a 6% service tax. Hmm. So Customs has also issued a proposed list of service providers which must pay the service tax, including hotels, including homestay operators, mm-hmm. insurance and takaful providers, F&B businesses, including hawkers, as well as clubs, gaming services, telcos, and more. The Finance Ministry, interestingly, has also come out with a list of items not included in the SST, which include spectacles, bank transaction fees, movies and theme park tickets, baby formula, and more. So it's a really, really long list, and if we sat here listing them, we could go on all day, probably. So you can find the full list on the Customs Department website. I think we'll tweet out the link so that you can have a look.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun list, you know, with all different items and stuff.
Light reading. Yeah. You know, the Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng also talked about the SST in Parliament today. I understand one of the things he discussed was the comparison between the SST and the GST.
Yes, so Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng said that basically the GST is a cradle-to-grave tax, right? So covering 60% of the CPI basket of goods and services, the SST covers only 38%. A GST also imposed the 6% tax on every stage of the supply chain, whereas the SST only imposes it once on manufacturers. Lim also used a teddy bear analogy, which was great, to illustrate this. So basically, if you manufacture a teddy bear and that teddy bear goes through 5 different suppliers on its way to being sold, mm-hmm. under the GST, it would have been taxed 5 times.
Wow.
So the SST, under the SST, it would only be taxed once.
Right.
Nice.
Does teddy bear give you a hug at the end of that process as well?
A bit more of an expensive hug, yeah. I would guess. So the government also expects to collect less from the SST in a full year. So they expect to collect about 21 billion ringgit compared to the 44 billion collected under the GST. So Minister Lim told BFM News, however, he does acknowledge there may be some transitional costs incurred.
As far as businesses are concerned, we also don't deny that they have to have these transitional problems and also adjustment issues. And we hope that they can understand. But we have also directed customs to see wherever possible to assist. We also do not want these software providers to charge exorbitantly or take advantage of the situation. And if there are any such problems, please complain to the customs department.
All right. Customs Department is awaiting with bated breath. Moving on to Bursa, I saw Sicera Group. Is that how I'm saying it?
Sicera Group.
Sicera Group. They were in the news recently. What's going on there?
So Sicera is proposing to place out new shares to as yet unidentified investors to raise some 25 million ringgit for working capital to finance their tile operations as well as for their property development and construction divisions. So the placement will involve about 10% or up to 54 million of the company's issued shares. They closed up 5.8% at 46 cent.
Lidma, thank you very much for that market wrap, folks. Stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.